podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hello, and welcome to Follow the Dream. And we've made it to episode 4.
How are you feeling so far, Jordan? 4 episodes in. It's going well, isn't it?
Oh, I'm loving it. I feel like I've got going now.
Aye. But today is going to be the real test, isn't it? Because you're interviewing a very, very special guest, but we don't know who it is until we actually speak to them.
Well, you might do, but I don't.
I ask me no questions. I will tell you no fibs.
I won't ask you any questions then.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. What have you been up to this week? How's your week been all right? Yeah, you've been up to
We've had Archie at our house.
Oh, nice. Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you did. Yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, Archie's your little nephew.
Yeah.
And he's a Blackpool fan.
And a Liverpool fan. It's not your best mix of football teams. But he saved himself by having a Man United kit as well.
That's one confused child right there. A Liverpool shirt, a United shirt, and a Blackpool shirt. Well, I guess he's going to have his own choice when he gets a little bit older to understand, though, right?
Yeah, and hopefully he drops the Liverpool shirt.
Do you know what, I might have to get him like a little mini Aston United shirt as well, just to throw Aston United in the mix.
Of course, later we have the Amanda Holden update, where we'll see what's going on with Amanda, and everybody's favourite bit, including Scott's, the joke of the week.
I'm slowly coming round to it, I have to say. Like, last week's joke was actually quite decent. It got a solid 3 out of 5 on the bad jokeometer. So I'm expecting big things this week.
You'll be surprised.
I hope so. I mean, I may have to chip in with a joke of my own on one of these podcasts soon, just to kind of see where I'm at as well with the bad jokes.
Right.
Help support the podcast by buying a Follow the Dream mug. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.
So, Jordan, it's almost time for your super special interview. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, don't be nervous. This person is absolutely lovely. And I have a super special envelope in front of me with some very special clues in it. Hopefully you'll work out who you're about to speak to from these clues. So I am going to open the envelope. One sec. Okay. Your first clue. 1,500 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You got a fair idea, yeah?
I do.
I'll give you the other clues on the envelope and we'll see if you've got it correct. Your next clue, Jordan. Those are the views of the queues. Look at that smile. Because this is why we need to get YouTube set up. Like, you should see him. He's absolutely beaming right now. Your next clue, Jordan. One word. Aeroplane. And your final clue. Eye in the sky. Who are you speaking to, Jordan?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Joe Blake, wasn't it?
Ding, 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 ding.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I've just picked my dad up from the airport, so we're just chilling, having a nice, relaxed evening. So good day to catch me.
Yeah.
So tell me about this podcast that you're doing. What's it for again?
This podcast is basically where I go on a journey, and eventually at the end of it, I'm hoping to speak to Amanda Holden.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. That's brilliant. Does Amanda Holden know that you're planning on talking to her?
Not yet.
Not yet, but you'll get there.
I'll get there. I'll try.
Excellent. So are you working in the industry or are you studying or what do you do?
I'm just trying to break into the industry the best I can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
With Andrew's
help. That's exciting. Oh, well, there you go. Learn from the best.
I can't believe we're actually speaking to you. We've called you internationally. Whereabouts are you?
Right now, I'm in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, sounds nice.
It is. And it's summer here as well right now. So it's like 27, 30 degrees, whereas you've come from winter. My dad arrived at lunchtime today wearing a jersey and a jacket and thick socks. And now he's sitting in his T-shirt and shorts. So it's great. Yeah.
I can't be doing with the hot weather, mate. It does hassle with me, brain. It frazzles it.
I don't need weather to frazzle my brain. That's just old age.
I'm sure it's not.
Trust me, it is.
It's lovely speaking to you today, Joe. Thank you for being on my podcast. In your journey in broadcasting, are there any memories that stand out to you?
Oh, wow. So many memories. And thank you. This is a real treat. I loved getting the message about doing this with you today. So, yeah, it's my pleasure. That's for sure. Memories that stand out, oh, my word. Lots of ones I would rather forget. You know how you always remember the things where you put your foot in it.
Yeah.
But I think I remember mostly, particularly from the Key 103 and Piccadilly Gold days, was the fun. It was just fun. It wasn't like real work. We had a blast and everybody was good friends. Everybody got on. We hung out at weekends. We drank far too much. We partied far too much. And yeah, the friends, my radio friends now that I'm still in touch with are primarily the ones from the early days rather than the ones I met later on. I'm still in touch with a handful of them, but definitely Piccadilly was all about fun and friendship.
And what advice would you give me for my podcast?
Oh, gosh, for your podcast, I would say be yourself. The number of times I tried to be cool and ended up making an absolute idiot of myself, I would rather not remember. But just enjoy it and don't make it your sole reason for being. Make it part of just enjoying life and enjoying the journey. And I've not done many podcasts, I have to confess. I've got lost in mother of three and school exams and blah, blah, blah. So I'm very behind in technology. I still have hands on my watch. I don't get Apple messages. But yeah, I would just say enjoy the journey and do the socials. Push it through the social media. That seems to be the message that my kids tell me because obviously I'm very old fashioned and mum, you know nothing, that kind of thing.
I've been doing plenty of that already.
Good, well, then you're on the right track. But enjoy it. That's the main thing.
Oh,
and if
yeah.
It takes off, then that's an even bigger bonus. But so long as you're enjoying it, then that's all that matters.
I know. One final question.
Go ahead.
Do you have Amanda Holden in your phone book?
Do I have Amanda Holden in my phone book? My husband wishes I had Amanda Holden in my phone book. No, I don't. But you know what? There are lots of people out there who will have her phone number in their phone book. So what I suggest is carry on as you are because there will be YouTubers, there will be more radio people. Darren Proctor, there you go. Get hold of Darren Proctor. I think he's forgotten more people than I will ever know. But just keep going. And I reckon as you just keep plodding on, the word will spread because these things seem to be very organic. And I'm pretty sure Amanda, somewhere along the line, someone will tell her about your journey. And I bet you do end up meeting Amanda Holden.
I hope so. And I intend to keep calm and carry on like you've just said.
Now we sound like a tea towel.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Joe. Pleasure to speak to you. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. I'm not too bad. Happy Wednesday. Is it still Wednesday in your part of the world?
Yes, it is. If it's winter now, isn't it? So we are 2 hours ahead of you.
Oh, nice.
In the summer, just 1 hour. So it's quite good. Yeah.
Well, I'm envying you a little bit with the nice weather. I mean, it's absolute brass monkeys over here. It's freezing.
I know. And my youngest daughter is now, well, she's turning 19 next month. She's just finished school because our academic year runs from January to December. And she's moving back to England next week. And she's like packing. She's packing to go to England. And she's going, how many bikinis do I need? And I'm like, you need jumpers. You need jumpers and you need to take tackies, which is what she calls trainers. So I've been teaching her English and trying to convince her to pack warm clothes with absolutely no success. So yeah, she's in for a shock.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. If there's one word that I could probably give to her when she gets here, layers. Just layers.
Absolutely. I've said that. I said, you need layers, because when you go inside, there's double glazing and there's central heating. But when you go out, you're going to freeze. So we'll see.
I just had a quick question for you. Firstly, thank you for taking time out of your day to come and speak to Jordan pleasure. And myself. I really, really appreciate your time. Could you tell us a little bit about what you're up to at the moment and if you have any projects planned for the future?
What are my plans for the future at the moment? Well, I am a new empty nester. So for the first time in 20-something years, I have no children living at home. And I am about to start a whole new adventure. However, I have absolutely no idea what that adventure is going to be. So I keep telling my husband I'm coming to work for him. And he, you know, when someone just goes, ha, 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 that would be fun, but never says yes. That's what he does. I'm going, I'll come work in your office. I'll be your PA. And he's like, ah, could you imagine? Never says yes, but I can go work for him. So that's obviously not going to happen.
No.
So no, I have no idea what my future holds in the next couple of years, but I'm hoping it's a fun one. Who knows?
Oh, I'm sure it will be. And of course, from Jordan and myself, we wish you the very, very best. And thank you again for taking your time out to come and speak to us. Really, really appreciate it.
It is a pleasure. Phone me anytime because I'm home alone. So it'd be nice to have someone to talk to.
Wow. Our very first guest. It was a pleasure to speak to one of my idols.
Joe Blakeway. What was your favourite part about the interview?
Just finding out all the different strands to her career and what she'd done and that. I didn't know she'd done so much.
Yeah, she's been in the industry a very long time. So a huge thank you again to Joe for coming and taking the time out of her day to...
A huge thank you.
Huge thank you to taking time out of her day to come and speak to us. Should we do the Amanda Holden update?
Yeah.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh my God!
So, to summarise the Amanda Holden update today, we've learned that Joe doesn't have Amanda's phone number. Britain's Got Talent has begun filming. Do we know if Amanda's coming back this year?
I think she's coming back, but I know who isn't.
Who's not?
David.
David Williams?
But you know who's replacing him?
Go on.
Alan Carr.
Oh, nice. Yeah, like-for-like comedian. Yeah. I liked it when Michael McIntyre was a judge for a while. That was quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was decent then. Who would be like your ideal judge for Britain's Got Talent? Who would you choose?
Joe Pasquale. He might get on your nerves, but yeah. Joe Pasquale
is a Britain's Got Talent judge. That would be amazing. Now, like if I had to pick one, I know he'd never do it because like he doesn't do like those type of things. But do you know who would be a fantastic judge?
Go on.
Lee Evans, mate.
He'd just have to move. He wouldn't have to speak.
I think he'd be a quality judge because he seems like such a nice dude as well.
Did you know that he's like gone, I do want to say this because I can't think of anything else. He's gone like back to reality. He's not like a celebrity anymore.
He's retired, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, fully retired.
But he's not retired. He's just got a normal job.
Retired from like comedy.
Show business, yeah.
Yeah. He's just got an ordinary job now.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
I don't know, but I just know he's got an ordinary job, can go shopping like anywhere and not get recognised because he disguises himself. He doesn't...
What, does he wear like those funny glasses with the big nose and the moustache?
I don't know, he might do.
Do you know when you said like Lee Evans has like got a normal job? I thought it was a setup into the joke of the week.
No.
Well, should we do the joke of the week then?
Yes.
Right. Okay. I'm expecting big things because last week's was good. It was actually good. It was a good joke.
Well, I'm excited for this one.
Right.
But I just don't know how you're going to take it.
Oh God. That's never a good thing.
I know.
Right. Go on then.
Why are chickens funny?
Why?
Because!
Oh, no. Yeah, that's easily the worst one that you've ever done. That's 1 out of 5. Awful.
Oh.
And on that note, it's time for us to move on. It's been a great podcast. Thank you again to Joe. I know we've pretty much said it for half the episode, but you're amazing. Thank you so much for taking your time out and speaking to us. Jordan, do you want to end on anything?
I'd like to say a big thank you to Joe, and I seriously didn't expect that. My initial reaction to the revealing of the guest was, I was dumbfounded.
You were indeed. You were.
I was.
So, on to next week's edition. Who knows? It's too soon to say.
Oh, dear.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.